America is at war. Globalists and leftists have taken over the highest levels of our state and federal government, our state houses, Congress, Supreme Court, and even the highest office of the land. They are indoctrinating our children, corrupting our morals, dividing our people, and attempting to eradicate God. But the weapon they cannot withstand is a people united under God and armed with the truth. Now join Pastor Steve Taylor, Director of Christian Rights Ministries and President of the Alliance Legal Group, for another episode of the Faith and Freedom Network.
Good afternoon. It's Steve Taylor here at Radio, Radio Free Virginia at the
Faith and Freedom Network.
The Faith and Freedom Network at Radio Free Virginia. And how are you doing today, Colleen?
Doing well.
Good. It's great seeing you guys. Actually, I'm not seeing a whole lot of people because we've been banned apparently on Facebook as part of that cancel culture. And so you're obviously not seeing me at this point, not at least on Facebook due to their fact checking sort of system. And so we're looking to get another platform, probably Rumble. I think we're going to try to go onto there and try to get a video feed going there. But today that we're limited as far as our video and just have our audio. And so it's good to have each one of you out there listening. And again, you can reach us directly at 488-5299. This is a call-in radio platform, and so that we welcome your phone calls that were sponsored by the Alliance Legal Group, of which I am the president and CEO. We do a lot of bankruptcies in the Hampton Roads area. We'd love to help you get your financial house in order. If there's potential foreclosure, garnishments, judgments, repossessions, or just creditors giving you a hard time, that we'd love to talk to you about getting that whole system, that whole situation resolved. It's the beginning of December. We have a brand new year starting in less than a month. You don't want to take the problems you have with your finances into the new year. Contact us and go to www.debtfreeva.com, and we'll set you up a phone consultation or a Zoom meeting, whatever's preferable. And we will discuss with you basically what bankruptcy might be able to do for you. A lot of people have a misconception about bankruptcy, like to clear those up. It's a very much a biblical solution to a financial problem. It's a way to get a handle of your debt, reorganize your financial situations, and even clean up your credit. And so that might sound like news to you, so that if it does, then just spend a few minutes with us. We can usually qualify you or at least tell you what a bankruptcy will do for you in less than 10 or 15 minutes. And we can also give you a price, and we're very, very competitive. We have payment plans, and again, I've been doing this for about 30 years. We've been doing this as a law practice for about 25 years. We got four offices in Hampton Roads. We're one of the major filers in Southside Hampton Roads. And again, that we've got a lot of experience. We've got some great attorneys. We're a faith-based organization. That means we're a Christ-centered law practice. That we founded the practice a number of years ago. I got saved in 1999, gave my life to the Lord in a real way, and dedicated the business, and the mission statement reflects that. It's to operate a Christ-centered law practice, emphasizing and relying on biblical principles in order to effectively and efficiently serve the legal and spiritual needs of our clients, our communities, and our employees, and to support His perfect will. And so we take that seriously. We like to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with all that we come in contact with, and that's what we should do in our, not just our daily lives, but in our professions and in every walk of our lives, we should do that. And so that's who we are. That's how we roll, and we'd like to help you. And again, the way we do that is by you contacting us setting up a free consultation, speaking to one of our attorneys. If you want to get a hold of me directly, you can contact us at that same www.debtfreeva.com, and the chat box assistant will try to put a phone call through to me. If for whatever reason I'm not available, they'll leave me a message, and I'll contact you back. So with all that being said, Colleen, we're going to jump in just a second here. How are you doing?
Doing well. I was wondering what was on your mind today, so that we'll have to, what topics we're going to cover today.
Well, you know, that the there's a whole lot, you know, there's so many great topics to discuss when you're going through the end times. And so that the, you know, one thing I wanted to give a shout out, I've got a gentleman that's been listening and making comments to me privately, you know, off the air, and he made some very good comments. I just wanted to address those. Sometimes I don't get an opportunity to call folks back, but he makes some very relevant comments. And so,
and people probably have the same questions, you know, just because somebody didn't voice it or vocalize it doesn't mean that, you know, it's not a question other people have.
Absolutely. And the question he had, he said, Steve, I agree with you on all the topics we're specifically talking about last, I guess this is, Thursday, last Tuesday. And he said, I agree with you on all these different particular issues. We were talking specifically about how the Omicron variant has popped up, and, you know, that there seems to be a lot of indication that, one, it's not nearly as potent as the, even the Delta, certainly not even as much as the original. And, you know, with all this sort of environment going on for the last 2 years, that it's certainly my opinion, my suspicion that, you know, this is coordinated, that this, when you look at the waves of problems the last 2 years, it seems like it's very coordinated. And, you know, his question was, and not his question, but maybe his comment was that, you know, we would sure like to have more information to show, you know, how this really, the coordination, how you see this coordination happening. And I appreciate that, that comment. You know, one of the problems that we have, as you're well aware, Colleen, is this 30-minute time frame gives us very little. I mean, that we're already 7 minutes into the 30 minutes. We got 23 minutes left. That we have a very short window to try to get a lot of information. And lots of times that we've truncated the, I mean, you can just take one topic and spend, you know, 20, 30 minutes on it as far as providing evidence and proof of some of the things you're saying. And that's necessary. One thing I would say, you know, to that, to my friend, to that listener, is that a lot of the news that we get, I can provide you the, you know, almost, I have very unoriginal, most of my thoughts are very unoriginal. They're copy and pasted from the web pages of folks that have done a lot more investigation than I have. And so, you know, one of the things that I like to go to is this one website called censored.news, censored.news. And the reason I like that is because in one page, it gives a lot of different, resources. And that we generally, everything from the Epic Times to Natural News, there's this one site, let's see if I can find them. I'm actually going to that site right now. WND, that these sites, basically, I read the entire list, if you can believe that, of sites. And then I go to other sites, of course. But that when you look at a broad survey of the last 2 years, we see a coordinated effort to impose a great reset, to use the COVID-19 vaccine as a vehicle to get there, and the vaccines as a partial end goal to accomplish what their ultimate potential goals are, including depopulation. I mean, it all sounds crazy, but that's what, when you read the articles that we have, and so that doesn't answer his question, where do you get all this from as far as what specific areas? But I would invite you to go to censored.news. It's a very good site. Another really good site that we like to go to is Gateway Pundit. They have some really good articles on there that kind of give us some of the information. You're not going to get the information from mainstream media, even legacy networks like Fox News. They're conscripted, and we say, you know, how do you know they're conscripted? Well, you know, at some point you have to take a look and just say, you know, if the duck, you know, if it quacks like a duck and it looks like a duck and it beads water like a duck, it's probably a duck. And you hear the same memo, the same sort of narrative going on. For those folks that are just tuning in, hadn't heard us much, that, you know, we had this great reset that has been going on for some time, but certainly the last year and a half. And now there's this next phase that the WEF and Klaus Schwab and those folks involved with the UN have indicated is called the Great Narrative. And they're spinning whatever they can in order to create the fear so that we, that we surrender our rights. And so I want to say thank you to that individual that told me that that's a concern. I'll try to do better as far as, you know, giving specific websites or but most of what I do is I take information that's readily available from other sites and give it to you here. And again, probably I don't give enough reference to where I'm getting it from, and I'll probably do a better job of doing that. So with that being said, again, call in today that if you have a chance, 488-5299. If you have any questions, we would love to discuss that with you. Specific article that even before we jump in, I was going to talk about 10 things to expect in the upcoming year, which as we approach the new year, that these are not prognostications, but basically pretty fair predictions that we can expect to see. That one of the things that is really mind-blowing, I think this was up from a Gateway Pundit article that I read yesterday or the day before. Have you heard this, I guess we can call it the scuttlebutt of the concerning Hillary Clinton being president? Have you been hearing that at all?
That is not something I've heard, no.
Haven't heard that? I can't remember the Alex Jones guy from InfoWars talked about it about a year ago, apparently, but so you probably should give him credit originally. But the thought is, listen to this and tell me whether or not this is apparently something that a lot of folks are discussing, what do you think the possibility would be that Kamala Harris, with her ratings being so low and so disastrous, almost planned to be so disastrous, we have Tony on, we'll have him, you can put him on while we talk, that what do you think the possibility of at some point, either the, let's say in the next several months, the regime, the Biden regime, would, if the opportunity came up, they would give her the opportunity to be the Supreme Court justice replacement. But if not, then just fire her, get her to resign, and then get Hillary Clinton into the vice president spot, and then get rid of Slow Joe. And the next thing you know, you've got Hillary Clinton as our president, with 3 years to go in that presidency. And of course, then, you know, she would need a vice president. And the scuttlebutt again would be that they would then get Michelle Obama to be your vice president. Can you imagine that for a new year resolution, to have Hillary Clinton and Michelle Obama as your executive team guiding this nation? Isn't that crazy? She's nodding yes. Everybody out there, she's nodding.
Tony, are you there?
Yes,
Tony,
I am.
Are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you? Just, well, how you doing, Steve?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
Oh, pretty good. I've been following that same theme of thought, and you look at what's allowed. It's totally allowed. It's totally viable. A new president would have to have a vice president. They get to pick that. If Kamala resigned or she went to the Supreme Court, then that would be a vacancy. Then, and one of the the most common themes is they'll put her in a court position, that they'll say they need her in a court position, put her there, because right now Biden's ratings are 36% and hers are lower.
Yeah, so, I mean, again, that I don't know if you heard, but lots of times we don't give the sources. Gateway Pundit, I think, was reporting that. And I think they were reporting that just like a guess, but that they had actually heard, they actually said that that was information that was being passed along different sources at the, you know, their sources in the administration, I take it.
Yes, yes, that was one of the themes of thought, because they're dealing now, and there's even a thought that said this may have been part of the plan. The moment that that Joe was running was, if he won or didn't win, that would be they would try to take Trump out and put him in place, or they'd try to put Hillary in place. So this has been a theme that's been circulating well before the January 6th event, even.
Yeah. Well, before we jump into those 10 reasons, and again, I got 10 reasons I'm going to give about what to expect in the new year, but that before we jump into that, let's just kind of do a hodgepodge of sort of news from the top that we have, you know, this is a pretty good one. What do you think, and this just came out on Natural News, and so that's a Mike Adams website. Again, you can go to the censor.news, find that there. These are some of the most surprising 9 ways that people are dying during the pandemic besides COVID. And so, you know, the mass media is, you know, as we've seen, try to make anything that's even remotely possible to call a COVID-related death a COVID-related death. You know, that you can have a vaccine related death, but they're not going to call it a vaccine related death. They're going to call it a COVID death. So let's just take a look at the 9 non-COVID caused ways people are dying after getting COVID vaccine. And so these are actually vaccine related deaths that are not being reported as vaccine related deaths. Remember the VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Effect Response System. Reporting system, excuse me, doesn't even report a death if it happens within the first 14 days from one of these vaccines. Item number 1, blood clots from COVID jabs caused myocarditis, heart attacks, and strokes. They're getting these. They're getting these, but they're, again, they're not being reported as an adverse event. 2, vaccine-induced death described as dying suddenly or dying unexpectedly from unknown or natural causes. We've seen a lot of that with these professional athletes. Have you heard about these professional athletes, Tony? I know you have, that are, for no reason, just dropping like flies.
Yes, there was one today. They just announced a Scottish female rugby player, perfect health, got vaccinated last month, and she just dropped on the field and died.
And there was this one source I was hearing, I think it was today or yesterday, saying, we know that these aren't vaccine related because none of the news media say they are. I mean, that's pretty ridiculous. They're not going to say that they're vaccine related deaths. They don't want to know that. And we see it with perfectly healthy athletes, soldiers, you know, folks that have no reason to die and that have this alarming sort of, we see the same thing with these, this isn't on the list, but these stillbirths is just incredible. We're seeing these stillbirths happening, you know, from mothers who've taken the vaccines. Mothers, do not take this vaccine. There's all kinds of warnings as far as, you know, the possibility of not only infertility, but actually stillbirths, and they seem to be happening on an alarming rate. And there's very little studies going on to confirm that this is going on, but the anecdotal evidence seems overwhelming.
Yeah, the hospital is saying they normally see 2 stillbirths a year in some hospitals. Some see maybe 1 a month. They're seeing 80 to 90 a month in some places now. That's a phenomenal number to say to have thrown out there, and people are saying this is normal. It's not normal. You don't have this thing. You don't have the dramatic increase in things happening. You have to say, what's the common denominators? The common denominators are COVID and the vaccine. And the vaccine has brought them all on. Hospitals are saying, since Since the vaccine started, they've seen a massive increase in hospitalization of the vaccinated. That's not me. That's them saying it.
Yeah. Every death we're seeing from there could be vaccines, especially the jabs, is blamed on something else, you know. And so you need to go to someplace. Other. You're not going to ever find any of this stuff if you go to Google, go to DuckDuckGo, you know, right now, and you'll find a lot of information that you won't even know that you got. Another way, number three, that people are dying due to these COVID vaccines. Suicide from isolation, destitution, hopelessness from lockdown, social distancing, closed businesses, virtual school life, fake friends, social media. You know, that this whole vaccination sort of mindset is, you know, there was a one of the articles that I was, or I guess it was a video on Stu Peters I was listening to today, was talking about how there's a in the medical area like a mass hypnosis going on medical professionals, and the reason that it's argued that you know that they want everybody to get the jab is because of this like hypnosis sort of mindset, you know, that they got this huge problem, they got these lockdowns, they've got it's like a prescription for mass hypnosis, that you have this hopelessness, this isolation, and then you have this solution, and people just want a solution. And so the solution is the vaccine. And even though it doesn't work, they just want things to come back to normal. So they jump on, the people jump on, they get the vaccine, they get the boosters. Right now they're saying that you're going to have to get boosters the rest of your life, probably every 3 months. This is what Pfizer is saying. The head from Pfizer says, listen, this is going to be a yearly, at the very minimum, a year, you know, dealing with Omicron, going to have a yearly shot. In addition to, because the efficacy of these shots don't work very long, 3 months, probably multiple boosters within the year. And so this sort of hopelessness causes people to do crazy things, including believing the narrative. You know, the narrative that the big pharma is pushing, that we're accepting. So that's number three. So the fourth top way people are dying is pre-existing conditions driven to the brink because of these COVID clot shots that are causing, you know, severe inflammation, vascular degeneration, loss of nutrient flow to the blood. You know, Tony, that there's folks out there that have, what do you call it, like autoimmune disease.
Yeah, I'm one of them.
The doctors are saying, do not take this because it's going to exacerbate that. You know, I can't say some of the names of some of the autoimmune diseases that are out there, but I know that you know a lot of those.
Yeah, fibromyalgia, lupus, arthritis, dysautonomia. I actually have dysautonomia. They don't know a lot about it yet, but I'm not a candidate, and I wouldn't take it anyway. I look at history. History is being thrown out the window right now on what we've always done and how things work, and now we're making up as we go.
And, you know, this is for a flu, this COVID-19, that less than 1%, way less than 1%, especially if you don't have comorbidities, causes death. You're seeing all these deaths caused by the reaction that we are supplying to fix a problem that are 10 times worse than the actual problem. If everybody would have done Sweden, and just allowed the herd immunity to occur, we'd be through this by now. Number five. Yeah. Accidents, deadly automobile or airplane accidents caused by the adverse events from COVID jabs that take place while driving, flying, you know, things like loss of consciousness, mini stroke, anaphylaxis. You know, I don't know exactly how many those are, but apparently that's happening as well.
Mm-hmm.
Number six, the COVID vaccines lower the immune system functioning, and that allows the ADE, which causes the person to die from just about anything. You know, it has to do with the killer T cells that we have inside our body. It reduces those. You know something about that as well, Tony. What do you know?
Well, they're saying that the T cells, the vaccine that they created only makes you make one T cell. That T cell is now useless because of herd immunity. So your body's adjusting. Now, what happens with the vaccine is it makes you produce less of your normal T cells. So as you take each shot, your T cells are dropping. So at some point, you're dependent on the vaccine only. But it doesn't help you. It just makes you not feel bad.
Mm-hmm. Next item, because we have 5 minutes, we'll try to get through the last three of these. You're saying the masks are causing problems. I've seen people say, oh, the masks work. They don't work. You know, what they do is they call bacterial infections of the mouth, the throat, the lungs. Mm-hmm. From wearing a mask all day, you know, you're breathing in your own refuse. And that can turn into pneumonia, which ends up killing the person. That this is an unhealthy thing, especially like for kids. You know, these poor little kids are being masked up and told to look like what do you call folks that are like, you know, I don't know. It's just, it takes away the freedom of being a kid. It takes away the freedom of everybody. And in a lot of the cities, you can't even go to a restaurant or in a store without wearing a mask. And people are even being charged with criminal violations when they do.
In some countries, the police are approaching you while you're eating dinner. I need to see your passport.
Well, you know, we had that governor, or not governor, but the mayor of that city in California, can't say which one it was, put out a mandate that you had to wear the mask during Thanksgiving dinner around your family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at your house. Number eight, prion diseases. Prion diseases are, let me see if I can give you a good definition of a prion disease. Help me out, Tony. What's a prion disease? It says that this causes those, that these are, which people that did not have these diseases, so I'm not going to be able to tell you what the prion disease is, but Tony's going to let me know in just a second. Prion diseases apparently are now common among the vaccinated, killing folks. And if you got things like Alzheimer's or dementia, or I mean, if not you, but maybe a family loved one, they're promoting these shots to these folks, which a lot of the experts say this is just the absolute worst thing to do because it causes inflammation in the brain and just exacerbates. And of course, you know, this may be a problem for folks down the road that would either be susceptible to that or, you know, maybe would not be, but will be because of these injections. And so the last one we're going to go to, we got 2 minutes, vaccine-induced abortion. We're talking about stillbirths, and it happens to the majority of pregnant women, babies during the second and third trimester. So, you know, we didn't get to the 10 things to expect in the new year, but these are 9 things that are happening with the vaccine and why you shouldn't take it, or at least, you know, in these professionals' opinions. And again, I point to the Natural News article that lists some of these. These jabs, these, and people say, well, how do you know it's coordinated? How do you know that this is something that, when the medical evidence shows that basically that the cure is worse than the disease, and they're pushing it despite the fact that there's plenty of medical evidence to say that the disease isn't that bad and that the cure is a lot worse, something's going on.
Yep. Prion disease is like meningitis, spinal meningitis, encephalitis, all of those type of diseases. This exacerbates because it causes your body to react with an inflammatory condition during an inflammatory disease outbreak you already have.
Well, Tony, we're down to about a minute, so I'm going to I see my station manager starting to sweat a little bit. So any last thoughts before we close this thing up and land this plane?
Do your research. Don't just comply. Do your research. Don't just trust us. Trust your research. Look at places that give you real information. Gateway Pundit, Epic Times, Natural News, all those places. Dig.
Yeah. Well, folks, God bless you. That we got to go. Remember, you can always contact us at www.debtfreeva.com. Always appreciate your comments. God bless you. Have a great day. Lord willing, we'll see you next Tuesday.
You have been listening to the Faith and Freedom Network, sponsored by Steve Taylor and the Alliance Legal Group, Hampton Roads hometown attorney for more than 30 years. For more information, you can contact them at debtfreeva.com. That's debtfreeva.com. And tune in every Tuesday and Thursday right here on the Lighthouse for Faith and Freedom Network.